This is New Orleans Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Carl Lengel. New Orleans Sanger Theater originally opened in 1927 as a vaudeville palace and struggled through the 40s, 50s, and 60s as movie theaters accommodated changing tastes. In 1977, though, it was listed on the National Register of Historic Places and was renovated for the large musical theater tours of the 80s and the 90s. Since then, Katrina has damaged it. In 2005, it was again renovated and reopened in 2013. As officials plan an implosion on the Hard Rock site across the street, the theater building sits idle. The final week of performances of Wicked were canceled as emergency officials determined its proximity to the site dangerous. Additionally, the roof of the Sanger may have been compromised by a breach in the crane collapse last Saturday. Today on The Work of Art, Don Gandolini joins us. Gandolini is international representative for IATSE and a prominent member of Local 39 in New Orleans. IATSE is the International Alliance of Theatrical and Stage Employees. It provides artisans and local labor for entertainment productions around the world and here for In and Out of the Sanger Theater. How did you get started in this business?
Well, I was a sophomore at Jesuit High School here in New Orleans, and my dad was in the business, and they were looking for some extra people to help. At that time, it was at the Municipal Auditorium. Immediately fell in love with the business. After I graduated from high school, I went to the University of New Orleans, and because of my exposure to live theater through the union, I enrolled in the drama and communications department at UNO back in the early 70s.
Now, that led you to quite a few years at the Sanger. You started, I believe, in 1981. Is that correct?
Yes. Shortly after I graduated from UNO, the Sanger Theater reopened, and I was fortunate enough to be one of the early stage crews there. And within a matter of a couple of years, was hired as a technical staff member of the theater and worked there for about a 12-year period.
Now, define the kind of work that IATSE 39 would typically do.
We're described as the union behind entertainment. For example, you walk into a dusty old theater like the Sanger Theater in the morning, and that evening you draw the curtains and there's Camelot or Brigadoon or just this, you know, magical world that seemingly appears out of nowhere, but there's a lot of hard work that goes into creating those worlds.
Now, the construction collapse across Rampart affects a wide swath of folks in the neighborhood, micro communities, including workers at the Sanger. How has it impacted IATSE 39?
Well, the crew that was working those performances, they're out of work for that particular week. There's no other work available for them, and they're just basically out of work.
How big a crew is that normally that would load in, load out?
You're talking about 100 people.
And they're all sitting...
Local people.
Local people.
You have a road crew of maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 people that travel with the show. On a load-in, a tear-out, you have a large crew, typically of 100, and then once the show is installed, then you have a running crew that work the performances, and that typically averages between 10 and 20 people.
And the number of trucks that we're talking about?
I believe with Wicked, there's approximately 14 or 15 trucks.
In your experience, have you ever seen anything like this before?
Not a collapsing building next to a theater, but I've been had some experiences, one at the Sanger, one of these rainfall events, the tsunami from the sky, the streets around the theater being flooded with floodwaters cascading down the stairs into the basement of the Sanger.
It's obvious that the Sanger took some damage from the collapse. What happens, in your experience, once that Wicked set is moved out? Another show moves in immediately?
Well, that's part of the uncertainty we're dealing with right now. There's some thoughts going around that the shows that are scheduled at the Sanger may move down to the Mahalia Jackson. Really, it's all contingent upon where those two cranes eventually land and how that would impact the theater and then the authorities in control allowing the crew to get into the area that's currently evacuated. So it's all up in the air right now.
Don, thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. I also want to extend our thoughts and prayers to those that lost their lives in this unfortunate accident.
Don Gandolini is international representative for IATSE and a prominent member of IATSE 39, the union local that provides labor for the touring productions that have entertained millions at the Sanger Theater over the last few decades. The work of art profiles the unseen contributors who contribute to the arts. The work of art is funded by the Helles Foundation.